It's Sunday morning, and as Amanda just said, welcome to the Bitch, Piss, and Moan Club.
Nice.
We're here with the Mohan family, minus BJ, and we have our Lone Gull Coffees, courtesy St. Barry.
Yes.
I'm drinking an Americano. Felicia has
Sister
Felicia tea.
An iced caramel latte.
Iced caramel latte. What was that, $75?
Kind of basic. No. I hope not.
St. Barry's going to the poorhouse.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I know my. I know for a fact that the Americano, which is a two-shot Americano that I usually get at Lone Gull, is it's a large, and it's $2, which is an unbelievable value.
I love their coffee.
But I know whenever you add, like...
This has never came out looking like this.
Whenever you add the word latte and whipped cream...
Yeah,
it usually
becomes dessert.
Well, they give you an option. They say, do you want whipped cream or do you want it plain? And I usually say plain, but even when I've gotten whipped cream, it's never looked like this. I don't
it's
know.
Pretty.
This
it's
is
like
very
dessert.
This
fancy.
Is fancy.
Fancy.
It's very fancy.
Fancy on a Sunday morning.
Okay. Very fancy. We don't have Brothers Brew bacon donuts this week.
I was going to make Ruggotta donuts, but I...
That's
just
not what
didn't
we're talking
get
about.
Myself
talking
to get...
about bacon donuts.
I know. Well, we talk about donuts. I was saying I bought fresh ricotta yesterday.
So it's just not going to be the same because I think like my life is never going to be. I'm never going to be living to my full potential without Brothers Brew bacon donuts.
Amanda hasn't tried the Brothers Brew.
I've had other bacon donuts.
Have you? Do you like them?
No.
No.
You're not a fan.
No.
Are you a fan of bacon in general?
Yes, but I don't...
Are you an over-the-top fan of it? Because people either fall in the camp of they are... Some people are obsessed with bacon. It's like hot right now.
You're not
one of those
bacon.
People.
No.
Okay, so I can
see. I like to eat bacon and I like to eat donuts, but just putting those two together, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's a maple glaze.
No,
so that's how
what?
They pull it together, the maple glaze.
We tried it last week when we had a mug up, and the best way to describe that Brothers Brew donut was... a pancake. Like, to me, like, when I have pancakes, I have to have bacon, and I like to dip my bacon in the maple syrup, so it tasted...
Those are the flavors.
Yeah, those, it was like all that in one.
Those are the
good.
Flavors. It was over
it
the
was
top.
I couldn't eat a whole one, though. They're huge.
I did.
And I had a quarter, and I was stuffed.
Put me into a coma.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
It's definitely a carbohydrate coma.
Yeah.
But... You know, my favorite things in the world are sweet and savory.
Yeah, so you got
and,
it right there.
And you got it in spades.
Yeah.
You got
it's such
it
a good, it's a fall donut. Like, to me, it goes with the apple cider donuts and the pumpkin donuts. Like, that the flavors in that particular donut were good. Fall
the
flavors.
Post, so I put some pictures on the blog.
Yeah.
And the post got, like, generated a ton of traffic. And people, like, writing in saying, I'm on my way there right now after seeing this.
Yeah.
So I imagine they sold a ton of them. I'm disappointed because I reached out to Ross Brackett, one of the brothers, on Google Plus.
Yeah.
And I never heard back from him. And I'm like,
really?
I feel like, you know, I don't know, probably put a couple $100 in your pocket that week, you know, from baking donuts. A little love, like retweet the thing, or it's not that hard. Like, they have a Facebook page. Like, and there's a button right underneath the post, to share it on their Facebook page. Why would they not do that?
But, you know, I guarantee you people that were going in and saying, you know, telling you we're on our way, I'm sure when they got there, they said, sorry, on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah,
a little common courtesy sometimes goes a long way. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Maybe they were too busy making donuts. Maybe they were just swamped with business and they just didn't.
They were overwhelmed with bacon donut orders. They couldn't get to the Facebook page.
We are going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. But I got no love from them, even though...
Man, maybe this week you'll get some love.
That's like this equivalent to someone having their read receipts on the iPhone and then reading the text but not responding, but you know they got it.
What's a read receipt? What's that?
You know what a read receipt is?
No.
See,
so it's
learning.
Like, oh, see, here you go. So when you send a text message, it says delivered, letting you know that the person got it. But when they click on it and read it on the screen,
it says
read at... such and such
time.
Whoa.
So if someone blows you off, like, total ultimate diss.
Yeah. Like, are your thumbs broken? Because I know you got
a
message.
See, like, there's all this undercurrent. Being a teenager now with phones, like, so I was cleaning out some boxes yesterday of, like, you know, old stuff, and I came across a box with old like notes, like love letter kind of notes, like from high school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was what I was thinking of. So I read through a couple of them. You know, it brought a smile to my face. Whatever.
Wait,
so
you got love letters in high school?
Little notes. See, this is what you can't understand. See, this is what you probably can't comprehend.
Actually, handwritten notes.
And the point that I'm trying.
No, I can't comprehend that you got them.
Right. Well, I get that because you know being as awkward and yeah, I get. I totally understand why you could be missed.
61%.
But the point that I'm trying to get to is. Like back then, we passed notes back and forth. Now, the kids in high school, it's text messaging. Like, and the way you would have to pass them, like you pass them, like you know, in class, like
sneaky,
teacher wouldn't see, or in the hallway, and you'd stick them because like the lockers had little slots, so you'd stick them up inside the little slot of the locker, and that's how you kind of communicated. Yeah. On instead of like now, it's like text messages and Facebook and everything else, and now this terrible thing that's going on.
Oh yeah,
the anonymous thing.
I don't know about that actually.
You really don't know about that? Are you telling me that?
I really don't.
It
hasn't gotten to your school. The Byfield bubble is like, if we don't, nobody like really leaves campus unless you're a day student. So it's like, we don't have news. Like we don't know what's going on outside Byfield.
I told you
because you go to the Governor's Academy, but like in Gloucester, like I forget what was the name of it.
Street chat.
I heard they were like because I talked to my friend Kaylee yesterday, who graduated from high school last year, and she said that they had a huge meeting. Like all the faculty at the high school, because they were going to start expelling people if they kept posting pictures.
Yeah,
of people.
It was crazy.
So back up and explain. There's this app for. Is it only on Apple or is it Android too?
I don't know.
Because you don't know because you didn't even know about it. But I know it was on Apple. So it's an app that allowed you to share pictures and comments anonymously.
Yeah.
And
totally damaging.
And the kids are. Being brutally bullying and saying
it's another form of cyberbullying. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I was looking at it yesterday because she has it on her phone and she was like you won't even believe like some of the stuff.
Don't say the name. Did you say the name?
No, we didn't.
It doesn't say names because it's all anonymous.
Whoever has it on their phone, I don't want them.
But what happened was when I. It was one night on Facebook, it just blew up. Like, all parents were talking about this site. So immediately, you know, I went to BJ's room and I was like, have you heard of this? Are you on it? Please tell me. He's like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I called her at school and she called all her friends, you know, in her hallway. And they were all in her room and they were all... One girl had heard of it, right? One of your friends had heard of it.
Yeah, because she's...
The other ones didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, don't look it up. Like, don't participate in it. But, from what I was reading on Facebook with parents, their comments, it was awful, and they were seeking help. What authorities do you call to put a stop to this? And apparently, Gloucester High School, you know, the administration took the warning, and they.
Well, what I would say to kids is this is what I would say to kids though, because. Snapchat was the big rage last year that you could send, and you send a picture to someone, and then it would disintegrate after, and it would be untraceable. Well, just this week, they hacked Snapchat and released like tens of thousands of naked photos of innocent people. Mm-hmm. So like. If you think that this information isn't being stored somewhere and eventually it's going to come out, and you think that you have, because they say it's anonymous, that they're not going to be able to track it, there's ways, if they want to track it, they're going to be able to track it, and it's going to be stored on some server somewhere, and you can rest assured that as cute as you think you're being using these things, there's technology that's gonna come over the top, and
you can plug your phone to your computer and download every single Snapchat you've ever sent to someone. Like you can do that.
That's scary.
On your own time.
You gotta use your head. When we were growing up, like you just said, passing a note, you know, it was a note.
Yeah.
And you would be horrified if someone showed somebody else a note, you know, like, and that's as far as it kind of got. Now, like you said, it's stored in some cloud and somewhere, and at any time in your life,
I think that people, you know, kids feel like, oh, the app promises that it's anonymous, and the app says that it's going to disintegrate, but like, I think they already showed that, like, you can, you could do a screenshot of a Snapchat or something like that.
Anything.
But it says it, but still.
There's actually an app called SnapSave, and if you have the app SnapSave open while you're on Snapchat, it saves the Snapchats that are sent to you.
See, there you go. Yeah, so it's all this stuff. So
I actually found out about that last week.
Great.
So you're better off like not putting anything out there that's going to get your ass in a jam with colleges and stuff.
Well,
because the colleges, if you don't think that they're checking your Twitter account
and they're
checking like your Facebook account, insane. I mean, it's the easiest way to get to the bottom of what a kid is like, because that kid is putting out there what he wants to project.
Right.
You might go to your meeting with them at the school and put on your prepping outfit and everything else, but they're gonna look at your profiles and stuff like that. And if you're just talking about getting hammered and you're talking about sex or you're talking about whatever,
way to get around that. I just feel like sometimes, like, I know that a lot of kids do this stuff, like they're not really stupid about it and like what they post on the internet, but like a majority of the kids, I'd say, like, I don't know how to word this, but a majority of the kids are fine on social media. It's just like that 10 or 15% that like do really stupid
stuff. Or over the top,
And then that's how everyone portrays teenagers, which is unfortunate, because I know, like, my social media, I deleted it all like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Even though I only post about Good Morning Gloucester, which I did get made fun of at one point for. Like, I mean, it's like, it's just stuff like that. Like, people just find something wrong with every little thing you post. Like, I've been posting about tennis, like govs, like the clubs I'm involved in.
A hater's gonna hate stuff. Like, if you have something going on that's good in your life, there are people that are jealous of you, and they're gonna try to take you down.
But even though I didn't delete my social media because I post bad stuff, I just deleted it because, first of all, I don't want to be involved with drama. Like, if I don't have it, then there's no possible way that nothing could ever come up again.
I think it's starting to come a little bit full circle. Like, I think it was like a huge rage, Facebook, everybody's sharing everything.
Yeah.
We're over the top sharing.
Yeah.
And then now I think, like, it's consuming so many kids that I think maybe I could be totally wrong. Maybe they're just saying, you know something, I got better things to do.
See, I wonder.
Am I right or am I wrong?
I wonder if that's it. I've been thinking the same thing. I'm starting to see, like, kids are pulling back from it, and like, I know my kids have, and some of their friends have. There's chatter about it that people are taking a step back from sharing everything.
Yeah, I think
I didn't know if it was just our age group, like our kids, because our kids are starting to look into colleges now, and like we just said, it can be damaging. So I didn't know, is it just this age group or is it even younger? Because the kids right now at 7, 8, 9 years old, they have phones.
Well, they're all texting. If they want to commute, there's other ways to communicate with their buddies.
Yeah.
You know, email, text. Does anybody email anymore, Amanda?
Yeah. Not like to communicate with other friends, but like emailing teachers.
School is all iPads and everything.
But to communicate, people don't send emails anymore. They send everybody. I think it's, my guess is that majority of the way communication happens is not telephone, phone conversations, not emails, it's texts.
I would say for friends, but having, you know, juniors in high school, I am amazed that they have access to their teachers. 24/7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Through emails. Well, you can contact your teacher at any time.
Yeah.
You know, weekend or not. And
cool. I mean, it's different for me because I do live with most of my teachers.
Right.
But like, even for BJ, like, he can
contact. Yeah, BJ can contact. And you know, even like if I wanted to call a guidance counselor, you don't pick up the phone now. It's all through email.
Yeah.
And you get a response.
Cool. The bottom line for social media is that it's all fun for 95% of the people, and then the 5% who ruin it for everyone. Like, it just sucks.
Yeah.
And now everyone gets in trouble for it.
I could see that. I could see that because
there's
one
person who ruins it.
Inadvertently, well, like, you know, through Twitter, right? There's people that, like, basically, if anyone follows me, I pretty much follow them back, unless it's a totally off.
Your ratio is so off.
Huh?
Your ratio?
Oh,
Joey, you have
1,000
followers and you're following like 700 people.
No, the reason why is I don't follow people that are just like spammy. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that follow me from Gloucester, UK. They obviously did a search for Gloucester.
Yeah.
And they followed me because they thought I was someone from Gloucester, you know, Great Britain, whatever, UK, United Kingdom. So I don't follow them back because I'm not interested in what they have to say.
Yeah.
But Well, the point that I was trying to make was, God Almighty, where was I?
I said that it sucks for that one person who ruins.
Oh no! Okay, so there's a lot of kids that I happen to follow some Favoloro people. I should probably unfollow them because everything they talk about is like teenage stuff.
Yeah.
Probably. You know what? Honestly, that's probably what I'm going to do today is unfollow these people. But anyway, but there's a couple of them that are like they talk about, that's all they talk about is like getting hammered and like, you know, and it's just like, it's a bad look. Like, you know, and believe me, when I was a kid,
No one's kids are perfect. You learn from mistakes. Kids learn from mistakes, but, you know.
Yeah.
I agree. My kids were guilty of it. Like, I would see something and I would immediately, like, call them and, like, take that off. Like, you don't understand. Like, I know that you don't think that it's sending that message, but, like, they don't know, like, the story behind it, so it doesn't present well. Like, it's better to just not. Can we just not post that?
I just feel like everyone needs to stop overreacting about, like, little things, because I know that they do turn into big things, but I just feel like adults overreact with everything.
Because you don't have the experience.
No, but I agree, though, because, like, you know, because I think, like, I think what she might be talking about, and I could be wrong on this, is, like, the parents that are, like, that were just like us, or just like me, that were pretty wild and crazy when we were teenagers and stuff like that. And then they get to be parents, and all of a sudden, I wouldn't do that. My child wouldn't do that. But you know what I mean?
You weren't that wild. Like, you say
everyone does it.
You were wild, but you weren't bad. You didn't do drugs. You didn't.
No, I never did drugs. But
you didn't break the law.
This is actually what I feel like.
No, you didn't. Yeah. You weren't bad. I mean, you were a teenager, okay, but you weren't
like,
bad.
I feel like, but I think listen, that, like, no, but teenage, I, what I'm saying is, I think
today
that I
what we were is totally different. Okay, it's totally different. Like, being a teenager today is different.
We get it. Anyway, I feel like just because if an adult thinks you have a social media, that's like their key into being like
to prying into what you're doing.
Yes, I feel like it's people just assume because I have I did have a Twitter, like I was posting about all this stuff like everyone else, but like. I wasn't like if I said like I'm going out on a Friday night, like I'm probably just going to get some ice cream and I'm going to sit in my bed and do nothing. Like, no one. There's a very select few people who go out every single weekend, but majority rules, I guess.
No, I hear what you're saying. There's.
I just feel like
it's cool. I agree. Everyone needs to take
it down a notch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a teenager today. There's so much pressure.
I wouldn't mind being a teenage boy today. It seems like that.
Why would you ever say that?
No, only because you know why.
I wouldn't want to go back to the teenage years. It seems like all the tea in China.
Well, this is what I would say. Like, it seems like the girls today are way more promiscuous than when we were in high school. Like, if you got to second base, that was like a huge deal.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like it seems like they're starting to have sex like
when they're like 15. Seven.
Yeah.
You know, like 13.
15. Oh my gosh, I know like...
I don't say anything because I'm going to throw up if you say that. I don't want to say... I don't even want to hear anything.
I'm not saying names. I'm just saying that like there's a lot of like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, this
like,
is...
Like it's really young. It's like... It's disgusting.
It's way younger than I think than it was.
That's why I say like it's... And like... Being a kid today is totally different and it's sad. It's...
I think the levels of like what they do at what ages is way past anything like what we were doing. And when we were kids, like... Girls wore like the fashion was baggy sweaters,
gauchos,
you know, everything was baggy, like baggy Benetton trends. Sweaters that was like 10 sizes too big, and they wore them like dresses.
Yeah,
that's what the style was.
Yeah, the 80s was like, you know, ooh, getting sexy, you know.
Yeah,
Madonna, nothing like, when nothing Madonna like today, hit, though. Madonna
showing
was
my
like,
shoulders today.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Getting all crazy. They didn't have any yoga pants back then.
We wore leggings, but like you said, there was like a long shirt that went over it, a long skirt.
Yeah, your ass is always covered. Your ass wasn't just like, you might as well not be wearing anything because I can see every nook and cranny.
Yeah.
So.
There was mini skirts too, though.
Yeah.
Can't please everyone.
So Polly Walnuts has retired for the 275th time from Good Morning Gloucester.
Paul, we'll see you in a couple months. Enjoy your break.
See you in a couple months, exactly.
We'll see you back.
I have a theory about his latest retirement. His latest retirement. Pete, the weather guy last week,
Peter Lavasco.
He has this,
thank you for giving me my weather update every morning, Peter.
He has the 7 a.m. slot. Well, last week he wrote down, January 1st is going to be my last post. And a bunch of people wrote in and said, oh, we'll miss you, Pete. You know, where are you going? So my theory is that, you know, Paul is such a diva that it was eating him up alive that Peter was getting attention and stuff like that. Paulie Walnuts is like, oh, I gotta do it so everybody will beg me to stay because they can't be without me. I'm Good Morning Gloucester.
Paul, is that the reason?
That's the reason. Trust me, he's the biggest diva. He acts like he's not a big diva.
No, the diva scale goes me and then Paul.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the diva scale. Yeah. You're my diva.
You and him. Yeah.
I'm fierce, and Paul's a diva. But there's
Paul will be back. Paul just needs a little holiday break. You know what?
He's down Sometimes. In Naples. He was down in Naples, and he was posting pictures from Naples, Florida. His brother's down there.
Yeah.
And he's posting pictures from there. And people don't read the names. I swear to God, people don't read. If you don't put your name in your post, you have your thing. It says the Felicia's Kitchen. So everybody knows your post or your post. But so many posts, everybody thinks that, I think a lot of people think that I'm responsible for every post. And I keep on telling them. Like, I try to. Did you get to my email last week? Please link your Twitter account to your post so when it gets tweeted out there, you get the credit for it.
Right.
I want people to get the credit for
it. You do. You're very good about that.
I say that all the time. And So there's that. Paulie, I hope you have a great time in Naples. So people thought I was in Naples. I was getting I hope you're having a good time in Naples. I'm like, I'm not in Naples. I wish I was in Naples.
I wish I was in Naples too. I miss Naples.
I'm cold.
Yeah. You're cold?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to go to Florida. You just said Florida.
Oh, okay, I'm cold. It's cold in this office. I refuse to turn the heat on.
We had the fireplace on yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
My dorm has the heat on.
It was too cold. Coconut got shaved yesterday, so she was a little chilled, so we had to warm her up.
Do you know this one yelled at me because I didn't tell the dog she was pretty?
All right, so let's talk about Coconut for 1 second, okay?
Oh, God.
So Coconut, my baby.
Yeah.
So every so often we have to have her shaved down because, you know,
shedding?
Shedding, but she gets matted and she, long hair, and if I don't take care of her or send her for a bath every week, she gets very easily knotted. Okay. So anyway, it was time. And when we do it, she knows that she's not pretty anymore. She has a complex, like when we shave her down, she looks like a little Zucchi.
Oh, okay.
And she does not like, so you have to tell her that she looks pretty. You have to go over and above, like, you know. And so
wait a second. Amanda, do you believe that she senses when you're
saying
that
she hides under the table. She does.
She does.
She doesn't want anybody to see her. She does. So Amanda didn't know that we were bringing her to be shaved. She was out with her girlfriend in the morning, and when she came home, Amanda's like, oh my God, you look like a Zucchi. You know, the poor dog's like giving her to the face. And then I said, Amanda, I yelled at her. I said, Amanda, you have to tell her how pretty she is. So
no,
we've been walking around like, oh, who's that pretty girl?
I'm shaking my head.
She didn't say, Amanda, you have to tell the dog she's pretty. She's like, Amanda, why aren't you telling the dog that she's pretty? Tell her she's pretty right now. That's so mean. Why would you do that?
Yeah, she's like, you look like a little rat. I'm like, don't say that to her. You know her feelings are hurt. Anyway.
Dog people.
But Julie at Canine Cuts shaved her yesterday. I went to pick her up and Julie goes, she's such a good dog. I'm like,
has Julie talked about what they're doing to that building?
No, actually. You know, when I go in there,
like
there's just
the
so many dogs.
I want to get the scoop on what's going on. Canine Cuts is on Center Street. And someone
Canine
bought,
Cuts.
Did they buy the building next to them or that building?
I think it's the building next to them that's being renovated. Actually, I don't know. Maybe that building is... I think it's above Canine Cuts now that you say that. I think those buildings might
We're going to get to the bottom the next time we go in there.
Well, you had posted a while back that the people who had bought it were looking for old photos. I remember reading. They were looking for old photos to restore it back to its original...
But it seems like the project's been on hold. It doesn't seem like anything's been done there.
Is this Frontiero Brothers Construction or something? Maybe they'll chime in and give us what's going on.
So we got some news in Magnolia. Maria Saniti, owner of the Franklin Cape Ann, is now a partner at the 525 in Magnolia on Lexington Ave.
So what does that mean exactly?
What is that? She's a partner?
Like
so
a partner in like
Liacono,
Michigan, or
Eric Liacono owns that building.
Yes.
Okay, with the former patio.
Mm-hmm.
He bought it. They sunk a ton of money into it.
It looks beautiful. I haven't been in, but the photos look
Photos look gorgeous.
Yep.
So they bought it. I don't think that they... So they partnered up with the the Alchemy people, you know, Mark McDonough and his group, Jeff Kala, and I think that those people are out managing it, running it, and Maria Sanidi from the Franklin is in.
I don't know
what financial reasons there are or creative. I don't know anything behind that except for this. All I do know is Maria Sanidi and the Franklin Cape Ann. Her is now a partner with Eric Liacono of, as I understand it. So I don't know if they, I guess they might have revamped the menu or may have lowered the prices. I'm not even sure of that.
Yeah.
But what I...
Well, Maria's great. I'm going to tell you, Franklin, I'm a big fan of the Franklin food. So if the Franklin chefs are cooking over there...
Well, she knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. I'm just saying, like, I love the Franklin's food. Like, I've never had a bad meal at the Franklin.
I'm a big fan of the Franklin. I've never had a bad meal there either.
So I'm excited if that type of food, flavors, quality of food, fresh,
and the service is going and everything. Over there, she knows what she's doing.
Maria's brother, Joe, is my favorite waiter in Gloucester.
Where does he wait?
He waits at the Franklin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's awesome.
I don't know if I'd recognize him if I saw him.
He's wicked handsome. He has dark hair. Really, really nice. He's by far my and there's good many good service.
They are a good looking family,
but there are awesome servers in Gloucester. But I really love when we go there and he's our waiter. He's great.
There you go. Props to Joe Sanidi.
Yep.
I wonder if she goes by her last name now. She married Bruce Figueredo.
Yeah.
But everybody says Maria Sanidi, so maybe she's going by it. Because everybody knows her by that, probably.
Yeah.
Well, so that's one piece, you know, that's yet another piece of the Lexington Ave puzzle. And Donna has a post today about the new gym that's opening up on Lexington Ave called Freedom Fitness.
What?
And it's all new, brand new equipment. I saw the pictures from Donna, and it's going to be open 24/7.
Wow.
A gym that's open 24/7 is kind of intriguing. And
I wonder who goes in the middle of the night. We should do that.
Oh, I think a lot of... You don't work, so you wouldn't understand this, but people
that
work...
I don't work. Hold on, back up. Let's rephrase. I don't get paid.
You don't get paid. What I'm saying
is
you can rearrange your schedule to quite a bit of degree as opposed to someone that works 9 to 5.
And also, I'm not big on exercising at gyms.
That's all fine, but the point is it's 24/7 for people that do want to work out and have jobs.
True.
Can't get there.
I would totally go in the middle of the night just to see who went.
Yeah.
Just to see who was there.
I can see going to the gym at 9 or 10 o'clock.
I wonder if someone's there, though. Like, do they have to man it? Like, I'd be creeped out. I don't know. I mean,
I'm just saying, like, 9, 10 o'clock? Like, 8, 9, 10, even... pushing maybe 11 to go exercise, but who really? I just want to know.
No, I think that
like
there are
1, 2, 3 in the morning, who's exercising between 1, 2, and 3? 4 o'clock, I can see people go.
There are people that work night shifts. There are people that work other shifts. You know what I mean? But
people who work out in the middle of the night are the kind of people who are either mad about something, really focused and obsessed about their body, or like need to get their anger out in some kind of way, which is probably going to be working out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But other than that...
But you know what would freak me out? Is like you're bench pressing and you get the bar stuck on you. You don't have anyone spotting you. I don't know if they have people. There's a whole bunch of questions I have, I guess.
If you own like a commercial gym, if you like own a gym, I think you have to have someone there at all times.
I would think someone's
like there has to be a weight room proctor for like all schools. And I know that Planet Fitness and Workout World, there has to be weight room proctors. I don't know if that's the same
for weight room proctor.
Like there has to be like somebody on duty overseeing making sure.
Planet Fitness though, is that associated with your school?
No, my friend's parents own Planet Fitness.
So, they call it a proctor.
But
it has nothing to do with your school though.
No.
Oh, okay.
She just knows about it because her friend's parents own Planet Fitness.
I thought that was like a school term,
like a monitor. I'm proctor, monitor.
You can call whatever you want. Just someone who is there making sure everything's okay.
Yeah, so kudos to these people that just opened up Freedom Fitness.
It's great for that area.
That is huge bonus for that area to not have to travel too far.
Yeah.
Just another piece in that revitalization. I hope that they make it, that like Maria can make it. I wonder if that area can support, you know, an upscale eatery. I wonder, that's all. It'll be interesting to see a year from now if she's still running.
I think I don't know. I think that there has been success in that area. I mean,
where?
When that Mexican restaurant that was like forever. What was the name of that Mexican restaurant in Magnolia, right down the street from 525?
That
across
was,
from the old surf.
No,
what
I
was that?
That was, God, I should know that. Everyone that's lived here forever knows what the place you're talking about. That was successful,
closed.
But that had a niche.
Well, that's what I mean.
That
like,
had a niche, and the niche was
so they
had the liquor store
niche.
Next door, and you could like
go
get your booze and then go eat at the.
It's kind of like the Causeway when the liquor store was
thing.
Next to the Causeway.
Yeah, well, the Causeway
it's
is another
Causeway
different
is
niche.
Great food, yeah.
So, yeah, and people would travel to that, and I imagine the people owned that building, and the rent was like next to nothing,
right.
And they could make
so
go. I don't think the rent is probably nothing at 525 because
no,
I think
they
dumped
a ton
of money into
it.
So they probably have a huge nut.
Right.
So my point is, I guess, I hope people will support it enough to pay that nut and keep it going.
Well, like
and the
you
time
said,
will tell.
There's got it. There's they have to find that little niche that people are willing, you know, price, quality, food, whatever.
Yeah.
Atmosphere,
well,
specials,
we'll,
whatever.
We'll
so
see. We'll
they
see.
Know what they're doing. I'm sure Maria will do a good job.
Yeah. If you could pick someone in this town to like to do it, I would say if she did it, I would have confidence in her. I have confidence in Eric Lorden, obviously, as as a guy that could make something like that work. There's a couple other people too. And sticking with the restaurant theme, Giuseppe's just closed.
Yeah, people are devastated.
It was very abrupt. It was like we got the press release and they were closed. Boom.
I've heard rumors about it for a while, so I wasn't.
Well, I heard
I
that they were close to closing
yeah.
last year, and that there was like notices for that it was for sale.
Yes,
some people
that's
told
what I heard.
Me.
Yep.
And there was some chatter that that some of the staff wasn't happy in the way that they were told over email or something. Whatever. You know what
yeah,
it is?
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's hard to. What I would
that
say in defense of.
Them,
what
sure.
I would say for in defense of these people is when you're running a business and stuff like that, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure that they really loved their staff and they didn't try to hurt them in any way, but they may have had their reasons for doing it the way they did it.
Right.
Like it's hard when you're in that kind of financial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it was financial. I don't know anything about the situation.
Right.
But it's easy to cast stones, but like
you have to know the whole
story.
No
one really knows the whole story
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
That being said, so now that space is going to open up and I have a poll that I already composed and scheduled for tonight on the blog. What would you like to see? What type of restaurant would you like to see go in that space?
What are the options?
Well, it's wide open.
Oh.
Like, what is Gloucester missing? I'm gonna guess and say that you don't like Indian food. Is that true or not?
Absolutely, 100% true.
Okay. That's fine.
Open up to other cultures.
That's fine, but I'm gonna tell you right now.
It's huge.
I absolutely that
yep.
place in Beverly Ann Mall. It, the flavors. It is really, it is awesome. And I know that there are a ton of people that are
right.
huge fans of that
right.
place.
But
So I think Indian food is something that Gloucester doesn't have. Because I don't think you can open up another pizza joint.
Oh, God, no.
The only thing about an Indian restaurant is that I feel like they would feel very out of place.
Yeah, but I think that it's
out
of place is good because,
yeah,
like,
place, yeah.
I mean, out of place is,
no,
like,
no,
they're
no,
serving a niche.
I would love to see an Indian place going, but I don't know how the people, I feel like,
you don't know if we have
awkward.
Enough. You don't know if we have enough people in Gloucester that would support that type
it,
of.
Yeah.
Well, it's to support
style.
The Thai food place, and the Thai food place is along that same vein of
yeah,
you know a little
know.
Bit you know
well,
different
true.
Food.
Let's
and
put
stuff.
It this way: out of everything, all the restaurants that we have in Gloucester, yes, we don't have Indian food, so it would fill an empty spot.
And if we could get the people
on
from Anmol to
palate.
Do it. Then they're
yeah.
proven known quantity to open up a place in Gloucester. I think
yeah.
they do really well.
Kind of like Taco Lapita when they came here. They were our established business. People were like, woohoo, Taco Lapita's coming to Gloucester. That was good.
Awesome. Awesome.
I love Taco
I would love
Lapita.
To see that.
So I put the poll. I tried to think of every kind of little niche place. And then after I came out with what I would like, which was an Indian restaurant, a good Indian restaurant, I was thinking what we don't have. We don't have a dedicated, awesome steakhouse.
True.
And then I thought that through, and after talking to Eric a bunch of times lately about the price of beef, and especially the price of good cuts, good cut of beef, like like a ribeye or anything
yeah.
like that. Like
had to sustain that.
I don't know that we have enough people year round to sustain, because to serve those kind of steaks, like a really good steak, you're talking about probably minimum $30.
Oh God,
you know, and probably actually,
and that's the steak. That's not even your sides. That's the steak.
Yep. Yeah. So you're talking about like probably $30 to $40 for an entree, $100 bottles of wine, and I don't know that we have. I think like if it was just a summertime thing, that maybe a good steakhouse could make it, but I don't know. What do you think, Barry?
What about?
You don't like, think a good steakhouse would make it? What would you like to see in that space?
I'd like to see the steakhouse, but
you'd like to see it. I would like to see it too, but I just don't see it. Yeah. I don't see it financially making a go. A wine bar? We don't have a wine bar, do we?
No, but Giuseppe's really had a great crowd there. Like people looked forward to like that piano and the bar. So maybe just like piano bar and take out the restaurant and just do like maybe like pub food, like. Because the space
is so
great.
Not enough places doing pub grub.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Like, that space is a unique space. Like, it was very cozy. Like, a nice big bar.
It's a good place for, like,
I thought a lot of people went there. I thought that they were doing well. And, like, I don't know what the reasons are.
Yeah, maybe they were doing well, but you don't understand. Like,
I don't know if their rent got jacked. I really don't know.
But you always say, like, the restaurant business is a hot business. They have, you know, they have young children, and they just got married, and they have family, you know, family life when your kids are young is, you know, precious time, and you don't get that back. So maybe that was the that was their reason.
You
don't
know what you
got
to do.
Right.
So, no, absolutely. I agree.
So that's why I say, like, that space, I mean, they were busy. I mean, they had people there.
I think it was, I and I don't know why, but every time I went there with my girls, we had a great time. Yeah. And I really did like the food there, you know, and it was reasonably priced, and they were entertained by the piano guy and
everything
like
children.
That.
They welcomed children. It was a nice family atmosphere.
Totally, totally. And I think, you know, so that's kind of something they're going to be missing, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Definitely.
I think it's a loss for the town. And I kind of, like, looking back now that they're closed, I kind of feel bad for not going there more often. And I don't know why I didn't think about it to go there, you know, because I have the girls, like, you know, a bunch of times, like, and we go out every once in a while, but I just didn't think to go there. And but anyways, hopefully Joe and Memory get, you know, or whatever next chapter brings them success and happiness. And they go forward with good stuff in their life. I found this this map today. It was on one of my geek websites that I follow. No, it's called. It was on the website SmokyMountains.com, and they had a fall foliage map.
Sorry, is that the one with the bear, Smokey the Bear?
Smokey Mountains. I'm sure that's
where.
Does
that have anything to do with the bear?
Probably. I think Smokey the Bear was named after the Smokey the Mountains. But there's this fall foliage map, and they have the map, right, and all different color gradients of when the peak foliage, like, you know, how it's gonna come down. So you do the slider over; it goes week by week, and then it tells you when, you know, close to peak.
Nice.
It said, you know, it says the beginning, then it says near peak, peak, and then past peak. You know.
Yeah.
So right now we are. Oh God. I'm going to mess this up. I'm going to make sure I get it right.
This is embarrassing. But I found this website. It's like different cameras set up around like the country.
Oh, for foliage cams?
No. It's like animals. Like there's a chipmunk. There's a chipmunk corner and you can watch the chipmunks.
I like that. I would watch that.
The bears. The bears are cool. Like I've been checking on my bears pretty often.
Checking my bears. Do you know what's the website? Can we share it with people? You have to email it to me so I can put it in the show notes.
But it's really cool, and there's like a one in an aquarium. There's like sharks. Like
you need to email me the link so I can put it in the show notes for this thing, because we can't talk about it and not tell the people where
I'll
figure it out.
No, I'll email it to you.
October 11th. Right now we're in. It's called the layer that we're in. It's orange and it's partial foliage
in our area.
In our area, which I would say is true because there's a little bit of thing there.
Yeah.
And then you click over to October 18th, and it goes to near peak, which is the dark orange. And then 1 week after that, October 25th, we are in peak season. So 2 weeks from now,
is peak
foliage here.
Well, you know, we
But then after that, you just want to kill yourself because everything turns gray.
Yeah, then everything's ugly. And then everything smells like Mufa.
Yeah, because
all the leaves are on the ground and it smells like muffa.
No one really pays attention to that.
But yesterday, Barry and I were walking on the back shore, and we noticed how full the hotels still are. Yeah. And, you know, Barry's like, wow, I'm surprised they're still full. And I said, well, I think it's the foliage. You know, that's people come here. I mean, it is a beautiful area to see summer and fall. Winter,
not so much.
It's funny how everyone kind of, like, comes together to watch some leaves and some trees.
Yeah, but it's definitely true. I agree with you.
Like the
Definitely something to it, because, like, all the restaurants downtown and the hotels, they'll tell you, like, they are busy through leaf season, and then after that, everything falls off a cliff.
No, I love it. Like, I'm a nature freak. Like, I love whatever has to do with nature. But it's just like, if you kind of sit down and think about it, you're like, I'm driving to whatever to go look at some trees with my family, and that's all we're gonna do is look at trees.
Yeah, well, you know, because you're a teenager, so you can't appreciate things like that.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not saying I appreciate it, just the point. It's kind of like when someone has a new baby, and then you all just stand around the baby and look at it for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay,
I've had enough. Right. Yeah. No, I know. That's your age, though.
My girlfriend.
Because once you get old, it's not later. You know.
I don't think it's weird. I'm just saying that the point of it is, like, everyone come together to look at stuff.
Well, that's pretty.
Oh, my gosh. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, the point of it.
Is weird
behind it is just kind of funny that we people all appreciate the leaves changing colors.
You know what I love about Facebook, speaking about leaves, is people, when they're traveling, going on their leave adventures to see the leaves. They're posting them all on Facebook. There's, like, some really cool pictures. My girlfriend's son went camping in New Hampshire, 5 hours away somewhere. I forget the name of the place. And he called to say he was sick, so she had to drive 5 hours to pick him up because he was supposed to stay the weekend. And took pictures on their ride up, and the pictures were absolutely beautiful. Really, really pretty. So, you know, if you can't go, just get on Facebook.
One time with the rabbit, we went to Vermont, and it was around that time, and we went past this place called the Queegee Gorge. And right by the Queegee Gorge, there was this guy that was selling corn. It's not... Don't
Sorry.
Think I know. I think the same thing every time I say Queegee.
I shouldn't have brought that.
But the guy right next to it, there's this, like, big general store, and he built this big, huge stone hearth outside, and he put, like, grates over it, and he cooked the corn.
Oh, nice.
And, like, grill, and he had this huge vat of, like, corn. Melted butter that he kept off to the side that was always kind of soft and everything, and then... He had the maple pepper and the habanero pepper and the garlic pepper, and it's, like, so cheap. It's like $1 for an ear. So you, like, get, like, 5 ears of corn, and it's like the greatest thing you ever eat.
Grilled corn is killer.
You went on a bro
so much better than boiling it.
The foliage.
Me and the rabbit.
I love that.
The rabbit doing rabbit things.
Eating corn.
I love that. That's awesome.
He's the man.
Top Sophia, are you going to Top Sophia this year?
No, we went to Cornish Farm.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Cornish Farm. My new thing. Instead of having to go to Tazewell Fair, I'm so done with Tazewell Fair. I think my kids feel the same way. Yeah.
I want to go, and nobody in my family wants to go
because we've been to it. Every
you should go
year,
like one. Like after you've gone 20 times in your life, you should, like, space that out every 10 years, and then might be able to have an appreciation for it. Last couple times I've gone, I'm just like.
I know where everything is now. Like, nothing changed.
You know what?
Animals are getting, like, ratty and kind of old.
I really like to go through and I like to see all the floral arrangements and the vegetables and the canning stuff and the quilting, the artwork.
Nicole Schrapp sent me a text yesterday you should see they have a pumpkin carving festival competition up here. I says, yeah, we entered it. We kicked butt.
We won.
Yeah. She's like, of course. But I think the post of the week, I'm gonna say for me, was Paul Morrison's eclipse thing. He made this cool map, and it showed he put lines on it showing where the sun was gonna come up and go down and where the moon was gonna come up and go down, and he posted the exact times where all this stuff was gonna happen. It was very, very cool.
Yeah.
It got tweeted out by Matt Noyes and a couple of other meteorologists that really liked it. And for me, that was... What was your post of the week?
My post of the week? Oh, God.
What stood out to you?
I don't
Nobody else gets excited about that stuff.
I don't normally get so excited.
And everyone's like, Amanda, you're so weird.
The blood moon and everything.
The blood moon was awesome. The blood moon photos were awesome. You know what? I don't even know. Because the weeks just... when I go through the posts, like, I don't even know what week is what.
There's so much there.
So
yesterday...
And I hate saying, like, one is better than another. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. But this was... So I think this was, like, very unique and cool. Like, you know... There's a lot of times we, like... with the pictures of the Godography Breach footbridge. You know what I've done it a million times, and they're very... everyone is awesome.
You know what I like about Paul, though? Like, Paul, like... it would probably be Paul's, because... Paul normally, you know, he does, like, it's usually, like, something funny. It's, like, a funny post, you know? Yeah. And this was actually, like, really educational and, like, really, really cool. And nobody knows, like, he's a brilliant guy. He's very smart.
He's brilliant, but he's very socially awkward, I think.
Well, most people that are brilliant, like,
I get you. So, like, you know, when I ask him a question...
we know him, so it's different.
No, and I really respect him and everything. Yeah. But the point, like, if I ask him a question, like, if say he was sitting in on this podcast and I asked him a question... he would sit across from me, and he'd put his hand on his chin, and he would friggin' think the thought through for 75 seconds before he would respond. And I'm like, we need a better pace. Yeah. We can't have this kind of pace, Paul. I understand you want to have everything perfect. And another example is when we had the Hot Wing Challenge, and I'm like, Paul had just come on to the scene on Good Morning Gloucester, and I asked him to be a judge, impartial judge. He's a scientist, you know, because there was a lot of wiggle room, because like they're eating the meat off of the bone of the thing, so we had to have someone that was going to be impartial to say, yes, you finished that wing, you can move on to the next round.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there, and the crowd is all ramped up, and he's taking forever to make a ruling. I'm like, Paul, like, give me the answer. Yeah. Did he make it or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're ruining the mojo here, you know? And so yeah. But the other another post that I just saw it this morning, and Kim Smith posted it yesterday. These awesome photos of I think it was called Death Wish something or other on Good Harbor Beach. These kite surfers,
and
the surf was like huge, and there was a ton of wind, and these colorful, like it was like a mist on the ocean. The waves were huge. And these guys, there was one photo of this guy who's hanging on for dear life with this wind kite thing.
Yeah.
He's about legitimately 15 feet in the air. And the surfboard, it's all silhouette except for the color of the kite and the background of the sky. And his surf kite board thing is...
Whatever it is
is like halfway between him. So he's completely out of the water, 15 feet in the air, being lifted by the sail. His sailboard is about 7 feet off of the water, and then the waves are crashing below him. It was really a cool capture. Like, I have to imagine, like, if she knew who that person was, and if they ever saw that photo, they would, like, want that photo.
Those kites, we were driving BJ to school. That was either Thursday or Friday. It was recent, because I remember BJ, we were driving, and he said, what is that kite doing in the water? And I was like, it's not a kite in the water, B. There's people surfing. And then I was like, look, there's two. And I mean, it was very rough. And there were two rainbow, whatever those things are called, kite with the surfboard attached. And you could see them. They were out by the island off of Good Harbor Beach. It was cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the Rotary Trivia Night is coming up.
I could never participate in that.
No, you couldn't. No. I'm terrible.
Dad was the best trivia. If we played Jerry Pursuit, you had to be on my fast team.
What kind of questions do they ask?
Oh.
They ask a lot of questions. Questions that I can't answer. Like, you know, history
is it
stuff.
Common
I'm terrible
sense questions,
with.
Or is it like history?
A lot of history. Yeah. There's a lot of.
You gotta read the newspaper.
There's a lot of, you know, like actors and you know, like movie stuff too. But like, the stuff with history, I am like the and geography. I'm the biggest. Idiot.
Dad was so good at that.
World. And but we have a great team.
You should take BJ.
No, we got our team. We got our team. It's John McElhenney. He puts the team together.
Okay.
John McElhenney, Chad Konecki, our buddy, he works for USA Today. He does the Gatorade Player of the Year.
Oh, that's a good one to have, yeah.
Oh,
he is an awesome. He's one of the funniest. He is one of the funniest human beings on the planet. And then Steve Saliba, who was with CBS before. Yeah. He was like a Simon editor or something like that. Or no, he was the technical aspects of their website. He was great. He's one of my favorite Twitter people.
Yeah.
He's always posting funny stuff on Twitter. and me, who I am the anchor. I am like the, when I say anchor, I mean like weighs the team down, say, yeah. Anchor, not yeah. like a solid
you
might like
keep
force.
BJ, you should keep BJ in the bathroom just to help you, and you can tweet, but
you can't
text
look
back
stuff
and forth.
Up. You can't use a phone.
You can't use a phone.
No, but there's good teams, and it's a great time, and it's for a great cause. Rotary puts it on. It's $100 a team.
You did that last year, didn't you?
We did it last year. Greg Bova was our fourth last year. Now we have Steve Saliba. Filling his Greg Bova's got huge shoes to fill because he's a smart guy, unlike me.
Yeah.
So I hope Steve has some kind of like cool
has some game
because I've been talking a lot of smack, trying to like ramp up interest in the thing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I called
yeah.
out Meredith Fine the other day.
Oh, great. Yeah. And, no pressure on yourself, Joe.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're there just to have fun.
Yeah.
So like, I don't care if we win or not, but I just want
to.
I want
to
go. I want
to see like. How
it's
much
fun.
I don't know.
Oh,
oh
God. I thought...
like, I am so stupid. I there was one answer last year, and I come up with, like, I blurted out to our team, like, Mexico. And it was, like, so far out, off base. It was so far off base. Like, they're looking at me like you're joking, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, just put my head down, like, yeah, I'm an idiot.
We should do a practice round.
Yeah, Trivia Pursuit. Do they make updated versions of Trivia Pursuit?
I think they do.
I watch Price Is Right with my friend every week.
Price Is Right, love Price Is Right. Yeah. Price Is Right. I just gave my Blinko, my Frankenstein Blinko, to the YMCA.
We are like
oh,
old
cool.
people.
Yeah,
they're like, good. Oh, yeah. Taste the Cape Ann. Oh, thank you. Because
yeah.
I almost forgot to
that's
talk about.
My favorite post. All the pitches. It was awesome to
Nicole
see everybody. Schaft. Yes, Nicole Strath. That's the one I liked. That's my post of the week.
So that was that's very
loved,
good. One.
I loved.
Yeah.
I loved seeing all the people and.
Yeah, so there was that would be in my top three.
I didn't make that this year. I apologize, but
it was awesome. I went.
Yeah.
I went. It was awesome. Awesome.
It's awesome every year. We went last year. It was somebody had who was it? The restaurant last year, the one that was up at Blackburn Tavern. What's that?
Wally's Bistro.
They had whatever they had last year was really good. I just remember. I forget what it was, but I remember
they
were
had
like, pulled
pork
and
sandwiches. I think
pulled pork, and it was their sauce.
Yeah,
was really good.
So they were awesome last year. Guess what?
What
this year? They brought the thunder again because
they
were
they
one
have?
Of the top three things that I ate. It was like a roasted tomato garlic soup.
Ooh.
And it was like thick, like it was thick like Duckworth's Bistro mushroom soup that
yeah.
I was talking about.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
a meal. Like usually I think of like a soup that doesn't have chunks of meat at it
yeah,
as
yeah,
like
yeah.
not a meal.
Yeah.
This was and like tomato you think is light, right?
Did I ever post?
It was so good.
Did I post my roasted tomato soup? I think I might have posted that recipe.
I don't know.
I think I
but
might. The,
but so
yeah, that's
Wally's
good.
Bistro
awesome.
Had an awesome one. Stone's Pub had their version of a pulled pork sandwich, which was awesome, and their macaroons was awesome. Virgilio's did the I don't know if it's the North End.
Yeah.
I get it all confused, but it's the one that my favorite
yeah.
sandwich always is the prosciutto with
yeah,
the buffalo
yeah,
mozzarella,
yeah, yeah.
the sun-dried tomatoes,
yeah.
and the basil. So they had that, and
yeah.
that was a treat. But it's funny, I think I only ate like three or four things.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my aversion to looking like a pig at any place that they're giving away food, I have this thing. I just
like BJ's.
I
go to BJ's just for those samples.
But I feel guilty. Like I feel, and I know they're there to give you food, and they want you to try their food. And oh, and also, Smokin' Jim's is doing their stuff for. They're working out of Dog Bar.
Oh,
they have Smokin' Jim's. You can get Smokin' Jim's. Everybody asks me, "Oh, where can I get Smokin'
yeah.
Jim's?" You can go to Dog Bar and get. So their barbecue was amazing.
Yeah.
So I only tried to because I feel like I'm so good because I know a couple people in my life that whenever we were at these kind of like community events and there was like a buffet, that they would like hover around the buffet table and just like they get the paper plate. And they just mound it with so much stuff that the paper plate is collapsing on both sides.
Yeah,
and like,
people do that.
You look like I'm like it's such a bad look, and I'm so nervous that I never want to look like that ever. That I go polar opposite. That I barely ever eat at those things. I actually left there hungry.
I'm gonna tell you, when you go to events like that, for me, what's uncomfortable is I feel like everybody is looking to see if you like it or not, and. If you do like it, like...
Well, especially you, because this is Sister Felicia's seal of approval.
Yeah, and it like, I don't... I mean, no one make... Everybody's
I don't think
taste
anything.
Buds are different, and I always feel bad. Like, if I don't like it, like, I'm afraid, like, you're trying to, like, wrap it up in a napkin and, like, put, like...
Oh, you know, okay,
like, I don't know. It's awkward. People are trying to talk to you, and I hate eating and having like talking. So like you're like eating a sandwich, and people are like trying to talk to you. It's just it's awkward.
I have to add another one thing that I ate there. So I guess I lied. It wasn't just three or four things. I think it was five things because I had the Portuguese restaurant. What's the name of that place?
Azorian.
The Azorian had they had octopus. That
grilled
was.
Octopus?
Grilled octopus with some kind of sauce on it and stuff like that.
I saw the pictures of that.
Looked
good.
Oh, man. That was really good. And I talked to the chef there, and he was telling me, you got to go there on... This is some news. This is news that you can use.
Okay.
Tuesday nights, they have like 15... They normally only have like five different types of tapas or something like that. On Tuesday nights, they do like 15 different types of tapas, and they're each only $5.
Oh, wow.
So we have to go there. Like next time we all go out for dinner, like we did at the studio that time,
night.
Like
there's
eight of us. Yeah. We each order one tapas. It's like $5 a piece, and we all like share and try everything. And if there's something you really like, you order another one or whatever.
That's another place we never go.
I never go. It's like another place that we never go to.
And a lot of people go there.
Really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people go there.
Yeah, so
it's a very popular place. They actually put an audition on.
Yeah, they have that steak tips. A lot of people love the steak tips. That were the chef there was the chef that was at on the Boulevard Ocean View.
Yeah,
those marinated steak tips that everybody goes crazy.
You know what I did the other night that was kind of fun talking about food. Whenever I make bolognese sauce, you know, there's always a container of leftovers.
I could eat just your bolognese sauce and without pasta. I love
so
it. It's really thick.
It is.
I actually just said this the other day.
I wanted to make arancini.
Yep.
So when I make arancini, you know, there's a huge tray of arancini.
Yeah.
So I decided that I was going to go ding dong ditch with arancini and surprise people and knock at their doors and deliver
cool
arancini.
Idea.
So we had fun doing that.
That probably caught people.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I felt bad because I put it on Facebook and everybody was like typing their address, and now I promise next time there'll be more arancini and more deliveries.
Awesome. Well, there you go. We're just about at an hour. And it's an awesome podcast. The Mohan Family Podcast.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun?
We always
have fun.
Always have fun.
All right. For Felicia, Sister Felicia, Amanda Cakes, and Uncle St. Barry, this is Joey Shimatai. We got another Gloucester cast
in the books.
Boom.